Chuchu was like, hey, I'm a girl.
I'm a girl.
Hey, so you want to meet up at my house? So I know there's like rug construction in the front. So like you're going to have to come back this like really creepy alleyway. Like, trust me. There's nothing fishy going on. Plenty of fish. follow these directions. I'm not going to give you an address. I'm not going to give you my phone number, but I'm going to give you these directions.
And I'm definitely not a man trying to kill you.
Yes.
Welcome back. I'm Jasmine.
I'm Haley.
And this is Cults, Conspiracies,
and Other Creepies.
Didn't forget our intro this time.
Well, bam!
Yeah, we are learning things from this podcast.
We are.
Even if we don't have a ton of people listening to us, we are still learning
things. Whoa, whoa, whoa. With all our three episodes together, we have 100 listeners.
I know. We have over 100 listens, which is amazing. And we have about, I think it said like 40-something like listeners, which means like they listen to each episode.
Yeah.
But I would like to make a shout out to one listener who I obviously don't know your name because privacy. But we have one listener, like active listener, has listened to all three episodes in the UK.
And didn't you also say the Philippines?
Yes, we have one listen in the Philippines. So someone in the Philippines listened to one of our episodes. And I am hyped. We also have listeners in like a bunch of different cities in the US. It's really cool still.
Okay, not trying to be that person, but if you do follow us on Instagram, you UK and Philippines, if you want to be like, hey, that's me, next time we will know, like, we will say your name if you do.
If you want to.
If you want to.
Shout out to you guys. I want to go to the Philippines. I want to go to the UK.
Yeah.
So hit me up.
So yeah.
Unless you're creepy, don't hit me up if you're creepy. But we can talk about creepy stuff. Just don't be creepy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay.
Wait, there was something else we wanted to address in this intro. Oh, Haley is being extra and getting two minors.
Yes. So I am majoring in psychology because I'm a psychology nerd, and you will hear more throughout the podcast of me like bragging about my degree, especially in this. I am actually was talking to one of my friends on campus, and we have psychology together, and with psychology major in my college, you have to have a minor. Well, I'm going to go to social work because that's what usually people do, and like you can get jobs very easily.
Yes, and I'm a student worker in the social work, like criminal justice department. So
yeah, and now, so I was talking, I was like, oh man, I wish I could do two minors, and like I didn't know, especially with like these two minors together, that I am going to do criminology as my other minor because I love it so much. Jasmine, I got her into this. So, like, I am just so in love with serial killers. And I feel like I have the, not tyrants, like, I can look at this and not be like, oh my God. Or, like, I have sympathy, but, like, I'm not freaked out.
We wish serial killers didn't exist.
We don't.
People wouldn't die. But also, they do exist, and we have to talk about it, because then, prevention.
Yes.
But yeah, Haley's being extra.
I love saying serial killers. I love saying crime and how, really just how serial killers, like, why they do this, why would a person kill another person, like.
I'm excited for you, Haley.
I know.
Also, I forgot to tell you this, but, so last night, I went with my parents. And we went to see Brad Meltzer, which I don't know if you know who he is, but he's like a historian, like political novelist, but he's also a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, no.
And he did this show on History Channel called Decoded, which I'm super mad got canceled. Did you ever watch that?
Yes. That's why I was like so shook.
Yeah. I watched that when I was like 10 years old, and I like was obsessed with conspiracies then. And it kind of like I kind of went through a period where I wasn't obsessed with them, but then it came back. So, like, he's the OG, and I got to see him. And it was a bunch of old people. I was the youngest one there. And you know how at the end of him speaking, like, people will take selfies of their audiences? Yeah. So if you find that picture, try to find me, because I am holding up an Illuminati triangle in the back.
So did you like print it out or did you do it with the, like,
no,
your fingers?
I did it with my fingers.
Okay, okay.
But people around me were already looking at me weird. I wanted to ask him a question because they had like a question period, but I was too scared because you have to like stand up in front of everyone.
Jasmine. Okay, you are a theater kid. You were up
I'm
on
an ex-theater kid. I'm not in theater anymore.
Okay, you're an ex-theater kid. Okay. But you've been on stage so many times and so many people you've been. We are on YouTube, too. I was like, Jasmine.
Oh, we don't mention my YouTube. It's really cringy.
I thought we were talking about
Life of a Shopaholic?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah. We made a little series. That's a mess. Look it up or don't. Please don't.
Me. I'm nervous to get on to talk in front of people. You, theater kid, who wasn't theater and also did competitive speech and debate. And had to get up in front of people.
But okay. Imagine this. A bunch of old people with serious questions. Me stands up. Do you think the Illuminati's confirmed?
I would do it.
I kind of wish I did.
You had one shot. One shot, and you blew it.
He probably would have made fun of me, too, because he's kind of sassy.
And I would love that. I would love him roasting you. I would love to see that. I love your mother, like, explaining to me how he roasts you.
You roast me every day.
Okay, so you want me to continue?
Yeah, Haley's going first.
We're gonna switch up. Okay, so I am super excited about this topic.
Me too.
Because I feel like you're gonna get a little shook yourself.
Yes. Okay. I think I've heard about it, but not much.
Okay, so his name, the person I'm, is Mark Twitchell. Okay, this guy. We have a lot in common with him.
Oh no.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you some backstory on him before I go into his crime. Okay. Ooh. So he is a huge Star Wars fan / cosplayer / filmmaker.
Oh my gosh. That was us.
That is us. That is us. Yeah, he is very, very into it. Like, he has license plate. Like, it was like Dark Jedi. It was like DRK. Like, I forgot the last three letters, but yeah, basically Dark Jedi on the back of his car. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
He's like the basic cosplayer and stuff. Like, he's basic.
Like, but he doesn't go full out, like hundreds of dollars.
No. He goes out. But okay. So there's two kinds of cosplayers. The basic ones that cosplay as like the basic characters of like popular TV shows, and then there's like, you know, you get what I'm saying, they're like, oh well, I'm gonna play this spin on this character, this
okay
is the,
like
anime.
they don't do like the original character, maybe, like,
yeah,
they
like
do
you,
kind of spin-offs,
yeah, or like, you know, like, okay, like an anime character instead of like popular like TV show.
They're, okay, yeah,
like, yeah, so like he cosplays like Bumblebee, which, hold on, I want to show you a picture of his cosplays and see.
You're just exposing our whole cosplay phase, Haley. That is something not
care.
A lot of people know about me.
I don't care. I will own up to this my entire life, okay? It's not a phase, Mom. It was my life.
I really hope our cosplay Instagrams are not still up.
I think I took mine down. I think I deleted mine.
I thought I took mine down, but not for sure.
We'll do that later. Okay. He spent money.
Whoa, that is legit.
He spent money, but he did very like basic every like characters. He did like,
but he did a really good job. Like he would probably win.
He was super into the Star Wars sequels. He would like kind of copy a spin-off of Star Wars, but Star Wars, but his own vision.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so like he would like copy like TV shows, and like he wasn't a very creative person.
Okay. He just liked kind of
filmmaking and like all that. So he wanted to be a filmmaker so bad. Like, he went to film school.
Oh.
He like was talking to producers, trying to get money, like just trying his best at film. He did House of Cards.
Wait, he worked on House of Cards?
No, he did a spinoff of it.
Oh, a spinoff. Did he have like a YouTube and he did videos
like,
on that?
Yeah, he did like.
Is the YouTube still up?
I do not know. We can look at it. But yeah, like House of Cards, like he did like a knock, like took the ideal and like spinned off of it and like changed characters.
Okay.
It was like At one point, he was telling producers, like, he was going to have this actor and this actor and all these actors come. And, like, he didn't have the budget for them. This is where his crime spree starts. Okay.
Oh, no.
So, he was super into Dexter, you know, the TV show.
Yeah.
Okay. So, he, like, if you guys don't know, basically, it's a cop who has these social killer urges. But instead of killing innocent people, he kills criminals. Yeah. Bad guys.
So he's like, it's like a Robin Hood kind of thing.
Robin Hood. Like, he's like, well, I'm a bad person, but I'm doing a good deed with this bad. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of thing. And that's kind of where he, his inspiration, per se, for these crimes.
Was Dexter.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about now. Okay. Yeah. I've heard. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, September 2008, he was shooting a little horror film in this garage that he rented on the east side of why am I
the south end of Edmonton.
Why am I thinking? I'm just confused. I'm super excited. Please forgive me. He was also married like a couple times here and there. Actually went to the United States.
Oh,
he was married to two people. Got a divorce. The third marriage, like, his wife was like, they had nothing in common, really, and they're just, like, got married in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is what happens. He's so, like, dedicated in this film, he loses his job.
Oh.
Okay, so he, like, pretends to go to work and all this. And just,
oh,
just
like, so, like, his wife would think he's going to work.
Yeah. So just all this. Like, he's an impulse liar. Like, as I'm telling you, he's an impulse liar. Okay, so he is like working on these films. Like, his wife is like, whatever. So he gets so like into Dexter, mm-hmm. that he's like, I'm gonna kind of do this. But instead of doing criminals, he was catfishing a guy on a dang website called Plenty of Fish. Okay, so attempted murder. Gilles Tetrion was the guy that was his first attempt at murder.
Mm-hmm.
Was Churchill's, like, first victim. So he was on the dating website playing fishes, and he was like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Like, Churchill was like, hey, I'm a girl.
I'm a girl.
Hey, so, you want to meet up at my house? So I know there's like rug construction in the front, so like you're gonna have to come back this like really creepy alleyway. Like, trust me, there's nothing fishy going on. I'm fishy playing a fish.
fish.
So follow these directions. I'm not going to give you an address. I'm not going to give you my phone number, but I'm gonna give you these directions.
And I'm definitely not a man trying to kill you.
Yes. Okay, so Butchell had this garage that he was renting, horror film, okay? Remember that. He had, like, horror props, like,
mm-hmm.
plastic everywhere because this is the scene, okay? So Butchell preparing for this, okay, he was like, okay, well, I'm going to get a sun baton, okay? And I'm going to, like, knock out the person by that way. Okay. Well, sun batons and tasers, two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, two different things. I'm just going to... And then I'm going to explain more as I continue on. Okay, so Guild went to the garage. This is where it gets interesting. So... He goes in and he's like, hello. And he sees Churchill in a hockey mask. And like, he's like, what's going on? Like, Churchill had this fake gun. He's like, get down. I'm like, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. So he like tapes his eyes shut, like tapes. Then he kind of like realizes the gun. Like, he's like, I'm not dying. I'm not like
he
I'm
has
not,
to fight back.
He's like, I'm not going out this way. Okay. I'm not going out. So he, like, grabs a gun. Well, as he grabs the gun, he realizes it's fake.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. So, like, he's, like, fighting back. And, like, Churchill's like, okay, well, I'm going to get my sun baton and, like, taser you. Well, the stun baton kind of, like, makes your limbs, like, numb.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're asleep. So you're not, like, seizing on the floor, passing out, like.
Mm-hmm. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. So, like, the guy can fight back a little bit. And, like, so Gil gets out of the garage, runs into this couple. And he's like, please help me. Like, please help me. And
this guy's trying to kill me.
Yeah. So this garage is in a very sketchy part. So, like, they, like, this could be, like,
so the Gil guy could have been catfishing the couple.
Not catfishing, but, like,
I'm trying to bring back the word. Like, catfish them into thinking he's a victim, but really he's going to rob them.
So, yeah. So it's a whole, so the couple runs away, but they do call the police. And Churchill's, like, trying to, like, play off as, like, bro, come back. I love you. I'm sorry.
Love you, bro.
Love you, bro. Like, he didn't actually say that, but, like, that's what's going on in my head, like, Canadian style. Like, bro.
Is that a thing Canadians say, bro?
I don't know. Canadians
can... Too bad we don't have any Canadian listeners yet. Maybe we will by now, but then they'll listen to this and they'll leave.
Be offended. We bro. Love you, Canadians. I want to go there someday and live there and be happy. So,
love yeah. you guys, eh?
So Guild runs to his car after that whole deal and, like, goes home. And then he gets online. He's, like, trying to, like, find the chat with this girl. Well, the profile's all gone. Like, the messages, everything's gone. And he doesn't call the police because it's kind of embarrassing because at that time, catfishing wasn't a big thing or that wasn't really a thing. So, like, mm-hmm. Now on to the murder. So, like, Churchill, like, after a couple days, he's like, oh, man, I'm going to get arrested. Like, man, like.
Like, he thought this guy was going to go to the
yeah,
police.
Yeah, and... well, nothing happened. And Guild was like, no threat. So, they kind of.
Johnny Altinger.
Or John, but they call him Johnny, was a 38-year-old man who works in the oil field equipment manufacturing at the time of his disappearance. He did something actually good. So Churchill was back to catfishing and
back at it.
So he did kind of the same thing, was like, hey, you want to meet up at my house? Here's the directions. Not going to give you my, like, phone number or address, you know, I don't know why, and, like, you're gonna have to come in this, like, garage to get into my house, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, what Johnny did was actually a good thing, was he sent his friends the information.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he sent his friends the, like, information of where he's going, like, the directions.
Because he knew it sounded sketchy.
He kind of knew it, but, like, yeah. So he gets to the garage. Well, Churchill is like, okay, Simpton, nope. So now I am going to use a pipe to knock this guy out. So the guy gets into the garage. Johnny is like, where is she? Like, and Churchill is kind of talking to him. He was unprepared. So he is winging it. So he's like, oh, yeah, she'll be here soon. Like, making it like, oh, yeah, she's in traffic. Like, I'm one of her friends. Like,
mm-hmm. That's yeah. weird.
And then when he got the chance, he took the lead pipe and, like, hit him back of the head and, like, mm-hmm. was knocked out. Well, then he stabbed him with a hunting knife, Johnny, over and over and over again.
Oh,
and then
no.
he, like, okay, this part. Okay, so Johnny was a psychopath, like, sociopath. Like, he...
Wait, Johnny?
Not Johnny. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Twitchell.
Johnny's okay.
dead. Johnny's...
I thought that's what you meant. I was like, whoa, plot this twist. A psychopath kills a psychopath.
This is a mess. I'm a mess.
Haley's just so excited that she's just like...
I am. I'm like a little kid. Like, Jasmine can see me. Like, okay. Because this crime and just everything. Okay. Johnny's friends was very, like, concerned. And then they get an email from Johnny saying, like, hey, met this amazing woman. She has a lot of money, and she's going to take me on a vacation to Costa Rica. So, like, peace out. Basically, sending an email saying he's quitting. And his boss, Johnny's boss, was like, can I have your forward address to send his final paycheck?
Yeah.
And that's a huge thing. When you don't get a reply on your final paycheck, mm-hmm. you're dead. Like, there's something going on. Like, you're dead. Like,
yeah.
You're in the, like, the FBI took you and, like, took you away forever. Just something weird because everyone wants their last paycheck.
Everyone wants your money. Like, you're not going to work for no money.
Yeah. Growing more and more suspicious, his friends go to the police. Mm-hmm. The police are like, hey, no. Nah.
They thought, oh, he's definitely
Costa Rica. He's like, yeah, like, he sent you an email, so he can't be dead. Like,
oh my gosh. If someone sends you an email, they can be dead.
Okay, Johnny, by the way, is very punctual. Like, he's not spontaneous and, like, all that. So why would he
up He's a reliable leave? Dude.
Yeah, so Johnny's friends break into his condo to find his passport, dirty dishes, and no indicator that he packed, like, at all. Like, normal, like, house, you go out for a night, and, like, you know you're coming back.
Yeah, so they can tell he didn't go anywhere.
He didn't go, like, so his friends finally persuade the police to investigate, and this is where things get very interesting. So Johnny had this red truck after he, like, gets rid of the body, which he puts it down. Well, no. First, he cuts up the body.
Oh, no.
And puts it in a trash bag and goes, how am I going to dispose it? And then he, like, pulls, like, Johnny's truck, like, trying to drive stick mm-hmm. into, like the garage so, like, no one can see the vehicle. Mm-hmm. And then so then Schwitchell takes Johnny's body and has a dumb idea of, hey, I'm going to put it in my car. Then I am going to take it to my parents' house and burn the body in the backyard.
What?
Yeah. And if you don't know, you can't. Okay, you have to have a very, very, very high temperature to burn a body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost impossible to just burn a body.
Yeah.
Without the right equipment. So, like, Trichel, like, pours, like, gasoline on the body and, like, puts in, like, the little burn thing. And, like, so you just. Black smoke just poof and like the body's not burning, it's just the clothes are burning off.
Yeah,
so then it's like okay, and then like police come by, like the, like you can hear police sirens and like so he thought the police were coming for him, so he like
mm-hmm.
dumps a whole bunch of water on the like fire and like takes mm-hmm. the body and he's like okay, well I'm gonna just shove it down the sewer mm-hmm. now all of a sudden. So yeah, so that's how he gets rid of the body.
Okay.
So the police are investigating this whole thing while Trichel's, like, getting rid of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they find some really good evidence on Trichel.
Okay.
Because they, okay, so they're, like, investigating. The Canadian police weren't good at first. But Trichel did some things very wrong. This is why I'm, like, laughing because how stupid mistakes that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in theory, he could have got caught, mm-hmm. but then he did something stupid. So they go to the garage and like they like talk to Trichel and like Trichel's like, oh yeah, like you can like test because Trichel already cleaned up the workspace and like mm-hmm. got rid of the truck because he sold it to a friend for $40.
What the heck?
Goes, hey friend, you wanna buy this truck I got for $40? So yeah.
$40.
This red truck. Okay, so.
I mean, that is a good deal.
So, yeah, it is. So, the guy takes it to his parents' house, and Churchill's like, yeah, got rid of that. So, Churchill's just talking. He's like, well, I don't really see him. Like, yeah. Like, I don't know. So they're investigating, and, like, nothing really happens. But then, the police find this file on his computer after looking a second time, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, it is SK Confessions.
Wow.
So basically, it's serial killer confessions, okay? So they find that. It's a 38 pages of him confessing to what he did. Okay? Details of everything. Of even not the killing, like, what he said to his wife. He cheated on his wife and was like flirting with his college girlfriend and did some things with her. Like, yeah.
What an idiot.
So, yeah. So, it gets better. It just keeps getting better. Okay. So, this is like, they find this. Okay. Like, it's on his computer. Like, this whole confession. Okay. Like, when they find it, and then also he brings up the truck. No one knew about the truck until he brought it up. Like, no one was really paying attention about the truck until he brought it up, too. So, that's kind of, now you have that, and then you have now definitely evidence of him confessing. This is where I hate Twitchell, because he's a psychopath. He talks about how he, like, saw the organs, and it just looked like sausage. Like, he's like, oh, they just looked like sausage, and like, wow, I didn't know a body actually felt like this and looked like it from the inside, like, from the movies, and like, just talking like it's like a normal thing. Like, he even confessed to killing Johnny to his 7-month-old baby.
Wait, he had a kid?
Yeah, he had a kid.
What the heck?
Yeah, he's like, he even had in confession and was like, hey, you can't, like, what is she gonna do? She's 7 months old. She's, but like, think about it. This sicko told his baby that he killed a person.
That is messed up.
So, yeah. So, just... And you know what Churchill said about all this? Okay, when trial happens.
What?
He goes, oh, you got the wrong idea. You got the wrong idea on everything. He goes, with Gil... Because Gil testified in court once he found out what happened in Churchill and, like, saying, oh, my God, that's the guy, and that happened to me, and, like, everything. He was like, oh, well, Gil, like, I catfished for a reason, okay? Because I wanted to make this book, TV show, and movie. And he's like, I want publicity. So I thought, like, okay, so you know how, like, creepypastas and stuff like that happens where it's like, ooh, this could happen to you, like,
yeah.
Blair Witch Project, good example. It's like, is it true? Is it not true? Kind of thing. Okay. And Twitchell was like, I kind of want that same thing, where is it true or is it not true? So kind of being like, if Gil talked about it, like, to his friends, like, getting the publicity out, like, that way, and, like,
mm-hmm.
being, oh, my God, this is a rare thing, because this happened to me, and this happened to, like,
yeah,
kind of thing. So he's like, oh, and once I told him the idea, Twitchell was like, oh, once I told him the idea I had, he didn't like it, and we got in a little argument, and that's it. And then he's like, oh, with Johnny, okay, so I explained to him what happened. He just kind of came in and just, we got in an argument, and I just accidentally killed him. I freaked out, so I cut up his body and put it down the sewer.
Wow.
he was guilty. Like, he, like, is guilty for sure. He's in prison now, like.
Yeah. Isn't he watching Dexter in prison, too? Because yeah. Canadian prisons are lit. Yes,
and then they have, he's actually on a prison dating site, too, in Canada.
I heard about that. That is crazy. They have a dating site for prisoners.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't heard the show Lockup, Love After Lockup,
mm-hmm.
That's basically it. Is, you watch it, and that kind of explains more about it. But basically, prisoners can pay, like, some amount of money per year. And mm-hmm. have this little dating, like, profile.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, if you're interested in, like, all that, like, then the person can send you letters. And then you just kind of have a pen pal that way. And yeah. then you just fall in love that way. And then, like, you can come and visit them, if so, in some prisons. And
that is crazy.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I was in a Canadian prison.
Well, this isn't Canadian either. This is in the United States. You can do that too.
Like, oh, they have that here too?
Yeah, dating profiles and stuff like wow. that.
I know in Canadian prisons, they do let you do a lot though.
Yeah, but that's also...
he could watch like Dexter and he could yeah. do all this. And.
But yeah, this is... I'm sorry. First, I'm sorry I'm such a mess. I'm so excited, and I was trying to get as much information as I could within the short amount of time.
Haley might have gone over a little bit.
Oh, man. I messed up so many times because there's so many names. I'm just, like, trying to spell out the most... Because this is an interesting case due to his interests and stuff like that, and how just he types up and goes, oh, well, I was just trying to make this film and like just stupid stuff. And I'm
really interesting. You had some good information.
I apologize because I messed up so much and this is not professional and I apologize. Please forgive me on my soul. Please, please keep listening. I'm a mess. Please keep listening. Please, I will beg. Like, I'll videotape me on my knees begging you guys keep listening.
There we go. That's how we'll get our listeners is begging. That's how we, please listen to us. But wait, are you done? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, he got life in prison, like murder, attempted assault, attempted to murder.
He's gone. He's in prison.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll go on to me then. I'm trying to make mine a little shorter, but I'm covering a conspiracy today. I'm covering time travel, and I was going to cover other dimensions too, but there's so much on time travel. So today's just like time travel, and I'm covering a little bit of a bunch of things because I don't have time to like cover into all of them. But yeah, let's first get into the science of time travel. So, is it possible to time travel? And scientists say future time travel, yes. Traveling to the future is possible. You just have to be close to the speed of light, or you have to be in the proximity of a black hole, because this would make time slow down, enabling us to like time travel into the future. So they say, yeah, future time travel, it is possible, but also, if you somehow got a machine to circle a black hole, it would probably like disintegrate or dissipate before you could travel fast enough to actually go forward in time. So the likelihood of it is really small, but a lot of this kind of stems from Stephen Hawking's and Einstein's research. They did a lot of this. Einstein's theory of relativity has a lot in time travel world. But past time travel, this is a lot less likely. Einstein says you would have to have a closed time-like curve, which kind of wraps time so it like folds over itself and you can like hop, you know? But you would have to break the speed of light for this, which would require exotic material of infinite or negative mass, which doesn't exist that we know of. So very unlikely. And also Stephen Hawking's believes time travel isn't possible. He thinks it breaks like the laws of nature and therefore it probably wouldn't be possible. But an interesting thing about Stephen Hawking is in 2009, he threw a party for time travelers. And he didn't send out the invitations to this party until 2010. So he like waited a year, sent out the invitations to a party in 2009, but no one showed up to his party.
Going to put my input here. Okay, I love the idea of time travel. I love the idea of all that.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, I am deadly afraid of the butterfly effect.
Oh, how like one little thing can change everything.
Yeah, yeah. From like, if you're going in the past. So mm-hmm. I would love time travel. But I would not like anyone to have the power of changing the future by going to the past.
Yeah, yes. And there's a lot, like, time travel, I could probably cover this for so many episodes, because there's so much in it and so many, like, theories and effects, and one of the things I need to cover is the grandfather clause, which I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's saying if past time travel was possible, someone could go back in time, murder his own grandfather, therefore he wouldn't exist. So like, how does that work? There's all these like things, like if you do one little thing, how does it affect the future? And also if you traveled back in time, what did you exist at all? Like, there's just, it's mind-blowing, and just stick with us through all this scientific stuff. But technically, even if all the time travel I talk about today isn't true, technically, time travel does exist, because astronauts in the space station, they're going 5 miles a second faster than we do on Earth. So technically, there are time travelers.
Also, since, you know, the new year was this year, Okay, so I saw a post saying, like, you can technically go back in time if you fly from, like, I think it was, like, China or something to the United States.
Yeah, because, like, they have New Year's at different times.
So you can technically... Yeah,
time travel's possible, people. It is. But anyway, let's get into, like, actual time travel, as you know, in, like, the science fiction movies. So let's talk about all the conspiracies. So CERN. Do you know what CERN is, Haley?
No.
Oh, I'm shook. CERN, there's a lot on CERN. I could do an episode on them. But they're in Switzerland, I think. I think they're based there. But they are experimenting on a large Hadron Collider. And this collider is the largest machine in the world. And it's used to collide particles together. And they collide the particles at almost the speed of light. It's really fast. This machine is super impressive. It's huge, absolutely huge, and very advanced. It's impressive humans even made this machine. But there's a lot of controversy surrounding this machine because it is so advanced and they're colliding particles together. And people think they could be creating quantum black holes, which are really, really, really tiny black holes. Which we're not, scientists aren't 100% sure they exist, but it is possible they have created black holes in CERN. It's not confirmed, but they have confirmed they've tried to do it. So we don't know if they've been successful yet, but they said, yes, it would be cool if we made some black holes. So this causes a lot of conspiracy theories, like, to go nuts, just nuts, because people are like, is CERN attempting to time travel if they're making black holes, if they're doing all this thing of speed of light? Like, are they trying to time travel? And some people think that CERN is causing earthquakes, like man-made earthquakes. They think they're trying to, like, control the weather. There's so many conspiracies around them. But the time travel thing is actually two really well-known esteemed physicians, Beck Nielsen and Masao Ninomiya. Sorry, I know I butchered that last name, but there's two renowned physicians actually believe that time travelers have tried to stop CERN from happening, and they tried to break this machine down. Because in November 3rd, 2009, a bird was found eating a baguette at the compensating capacity, like, area, where the collider gets most of its energy. So it's like the room where all the power is. So they found a bird eating a baguette there.
And Jasmine, is that you?
It's me. Plot twist. I am the bird eating the baguette. That's me in a time traveler form. And I just didn't know it.
Wait, no, that's your past self.
I'm reincarnated as a bird eating a baguette. But anyway, this bird dropped some of this baguette, like, down into where the power is. So it cut the power to the cooling plants. And this Hadron Collider, it needs to run the machine at 1.9 degrees Celsius above absolute zero. So it was, like, dangerously overheating because this bird dropped this baguette. The reason why people think a time traveler, like, sent this bird here is because it's just so weird that this bird dropped this piece of baguette and it, like, caused all these problems. It's just so weird. Do you think that's weird?
Okay. Why would they send a bird back? And that's so...
Because a bird could get in there.
Well, okay. If they had the power to time travel, why didn't they go themselves?
Because they wouldn't be able to sneak in. They knew a bird had a better chance of sneaking in there. That's just one theory. So that's with CERN. And there's a lot more I could cover with CERN. So people think they're trying to time travel. Now let's talk about Project Pegasus a little bit. And I'm shook because, and that's why we drink covered this. I love their podcast, by the way. And I was doing a lot of this research before they even covered this, but they have an amazing episode. Like, please go listen to that episode because they cover a lot more than I can. But,
and it's a two-parter.
Yeah, and it's a two-parter. I haven't heard the second part yet, but Project Pegasus, this guy is the whistleblower. Haley's name problem is now coming to me. Now I can't say names. Andrew DiBiasio. Biasio? Biazago. Andrew. I can't say your last name. But he is a supposed child time traveler because his dad, he said his dad worked on this Project Pegasus thing. And it was a part of DARPA, which is like working on defense strategies and technologies. So it was part of DARPA, supposedly, and his dad worked there and brought him there a lot of times. And he claims that time travel and teleportation has existed since 1964, which is pretty long time ago. And they say that they were doing this Project Pegasus because they wanted a way to get the president out of situations in emergencies. So, like, they would just teleport him out of there, or put him back in time or something. And this was around, like, Cold War, so it kind of makes sense. Andrew said that him and his dad would teleport to the New Mexico Capitol building sometimes. And there was actually a lady who said she saw this. Like, she would saw people just show up, you know?
Poof!
Just poof! And why New Mexico Capitol building, though? That is weird. But yeah, he says that happened. And there are people that can confirm his story, but it's not a lot of confirmation, you know? Like, it's most likely not true, but it's very interesting, and there are some weird coincidences.
Okay. So, where did he start?
It's in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay, so
New Jersey is where they were doing most of this
stuff. That's what I thought. Okay, yeah. So, like, it's kind of a diagonal line, so it's like...
Uh-huh.
So I think that probably...
Yeah, helps. Maybe. Maybe they're just like, no one's going to be at the New Mexico Capitol building. Let's go there.
I think it's not that. I think it's more the distance,
mm-hmm.
per se, and it's like...
Yeah.
Okay, this is the Capitol, so we have, like, maybe there's research already going there, so it's kind of...
Yeah, but anyway, teleportation, that's a whole different topic, but I just thought I'd mention that because it's interesting. But then, after he started experimenting with this stuff, his dad kind of had him become almost a child experiment because they had him go back in time to see, like, George Washington's tent during the Revolutionary War, and he went to Gettysburg, and there's actually a picture where you see this, like, Gettysburg picture, and Andrew says he's in that picture, and he's like this kid of these giant shoes, because he said he was wearing these shoes that were way too big for his feet, and he felt really uncomfortable, and he thought he looked out of place, which the picture is a little weird, but also it's like, it's kind of hard to tell. But yeah, he said he went to Gettysburg, and he also said there was a ton of other kids there who would time travel. They said kids would actually go to, like, Jesus's crucifixion and film it, and there's all this, like, crazy stuff that they would film, and they would just send kids here because, you know, they were more susceptible and it would work better on them. There's two types of time travel, they said. There was chronovision, which was more of a hologram of the past, like more like you're watching a movie of the past.
I like the way that, and this is why we drink, it's kind of like Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's like the holograms from, like, Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. I really like how they explain it. Like, credit to them. Credit to them, because they did a great job. But also, there's plasma confinement. So it's like a chamber of plasma, and you, like, walk into it. And that's, like, that's how they say they time traveled. Why I included the science part of this, the plasma thing that he claims doesn't match up with how scientists say time travel would happen. That's the interesting thing. That kind of... That's the thing that makes me think this isn't true.
Please don't laugh at me.
Okay.
So, this is how I feel like. Okay, so, basically, I think maybe it's like, oh, well, time travel can't do this. Just kind of distracting and saying, oh, this is not proven. But the government's like, yeah, we have it. It's just a whole different way. We're not telling you guys how to time travel.
Yeah, true. It's like, I semi-believe this, but also the plasma thing has got me like, I want to know more about the actual plasma thing, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, they would like walk through it and it would, you know, help you time travel. So yeah, that's Project Pegasus. There's a lot more. Please go listen to And That's Why We Drink, their episode on it. But yeah, there's that whole thing that was in the 60s, and Andrew just came out as the whistleblower and told all about this. And there are people to corroborate his story. Art Bell, a radio host, said Andrew shouldn't have known about this secret room in the ITT building. And Andrew did know about it. And he said they would perform like experiments there and stuff. And so Art Bell said, wait, he should know about that. He was a kid and that was super, super, super top secret. How did he know about it? So there are some weird coincidences like that that kind of make you question, this could be true. There's also the Philadelphia experiment, which is another thing. Al Bellick was the whistleblower here, and he said Albert Einstein and Nikola Tesla were working on an invisibility cloak for boats using electromagnetic energy. And Tesla had like this zero time reference generator that he used to like help the boat disappear, like go back in time. So the ship went from 1943, and Al and his brother were on this boat, and most of the people on the boat like got, it's hard to explain, like the electromagnetic energy like made them like sink into the boat. Like it's like Medusa, you get frozen in stone, you know. It looks like that, but they're plastered onto the side of the boat.
Okay, so it's like they're infused.
Yeah, they're infused in the boat.
Okay.
Like when the time travel messed them up. But Al and his brother supposedly escaped, and they got off in the year 1983. So they time traveled through then. He says then him and his brother like kind of stayed in New Jersey where they're... Actually, no, it was in Long Island. There is the Montauk Project, which is a whole nother thing where supposedly they're doing like time experiments and telekinesis experiments. And that's where Stranger Things got their like inspiration from the Montauk Project. So they said they kind of stayed here where they work on mind control, weather control. And they also have a particle accelerator just like CERN. So that makes you think. Particle accelerators, do they have something to do with time travel? Because, you know, it's interesting. And I'm sorry I'm running really over time, but I want to include one more little thing. Some supposed time traveler stories, because these are interesting and I love them. So in 1954, in a Tokyo airport, there was a middle-aged businessman, and he spoke French, Japanese, a ton of other languages. He was just a typical businessman. He had a passport full of Tokyo airport stamps, like he had been there a ton of times. So when he went up to board the plane, they asked his country of origin, and he said, Torrid, I'm from Torrid. And they're like, what? And he actually had a legit passport from Torrid and like legit documents and stuff. And they said, that doesn't exist. That's not a real country. And he said, yeah, it does. It's in between the border of Spain and France. And they said, no, here's a map. There's Andorra. Do you mean Andorra? And he said, no. Torrid, it's been there for thousands of years. And they're like, what the heck? Well, where are you going? What's this company you're working for? So you gave him like a company name he was going to have a meeting with and like the hotel he was staying at. And neither of them have heard of him. So they were like, okay, this guy's sketchy. His bank information is weird. And this country doesn't exist. So they put him in a hotel and they had like security guard, immigration officers guarding it. And they put all his information, all his, like, his passport and all this weird stuff he has from Torrid in a security room at the airport. The next day, he was gone, along with all his information in that security room, even though it was being guarded and it was, like, way far away from where he was. Yeah. And there is a chance this story may not be true, but it is found in two or three different books. That's where they have it, and they don't have like official documentation from what I could find. But it's very interesting, and the fact that it's cited in a few books is interesting too. But that's one time traveler story. And then the last thing I'm going to end with today, because, sorry, this is a long episode, so hopefully, if you guys enjoy longer episodes, just tell us. But we went in depth on these. But in 1905 in Paris, a young man stole some bread from a shop. And so they arrested him. They're like, dude, you can't steal bread. Which, I mean, you can't. But also, bread's good, so I can't blame him. When they found him, they realized he was speaking a language they had no idea what it was. And they asked him where he was from, and he said, I'm from Lisbia. They're like, do you mean Lisbon? Like, Portugal, there's a city called Lisbon. and they showed him the map and everything, and he like didn't recognize it, and he wasn't speaking Portuguese, so they're like, well, he's not from here. But they had no idea what language he was speaking. Just some weird language they'd never heard of. And he was from Lisbia, which doesn't exist. And that is what I will leave you guys out with today.
Wow.
What's your shook level, Haley?
Probably a 5.
A 5 shook. That's decent.
Okay. So before we end this episode, I know this is very long.
This is a really long episode, probably over an hour.
But we're going to have to cut a lot of this out.
Yeah.
So, okay, before I end this, just realized one thing. Okay, so at my work, we joke around that birds don't exist. They're government, like, drones. They're, like, government drones, okay? Like,
ooh, conspiracy.
For real, like, at work, they're like, birds don't exist. Like, have you seen any birds since the government shut down?
Oh my gosh. There we go.
So,
actually, no, I did see a bird. My cats killed a bird. There's a dead bird in my driveway at my house right now.
The government's watching you right now.
Maybe it was a drone and my cats took it down.
Yeah. Yep.
And the blood's fake.
Yeah.
But yeah, make sure to follow us on Instagram, Cults, Conspiracies, Creepies. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. I think we're on Spotify.
I think so.
And also our Buzzsprout site. So yeah, make sure to subscribe.
Thank you. I apologize again for me being a mess. This case was just, I got overexcited like a little puppy. So
yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you like longer episodes, just tell us. Or if you like them kind of like our 40-minute range, just let us know.
No.
Because we just got too excited on our research this time.
We're always improving. We take good criticism.
Yes. Please like critique us harshly.
Please. We won't cry in our basements.
Yeah. I already do that when I have to do homework.
Yeah. So
yeah, I'll see you guys next time.
Bye.